Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Million Africans working 16 hours a day, 6 days a week from 1555 to 1863 at, oh, say, $5 an hour. ...100,000 identical white women holding a conference on diversity. Custodial Deaf Syndrome. O.J. Simpson could have cut off a black woman's head on video, sold the tapes for 30 bucks a pop on an 800 number, and it would have never gone to trial, and you wouldn't even remember. Give me some! Mumia Abu-Jamal is to be executed for killing a cop with his .38. The slug they dug out the dead cop's ass is a .44, ain't that a... What do y'all think the cops and the Freeman talked about for 3 months? Have you ever run for your life?
I saw it in those ways. Therefore it must be real. Reagan and Kurt be chatting like their old friends at dinner with a Lincoln. Look how the shadows don't match. The shots are demonstrations. The signs are in English, even in countries that don't use our alphabet at all. Republican convention. They had a booth where you could get your picture taken. Arm in arm with George W. Bush. And it looked totally real. Know how that makes me feel? Nothing is real, nothing is fake. So I ask you, how many images and photos we believe are real?
Aren't.
And swim. for someone you have never met. One, two, X, you. Easy!
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
Does your hot teenage daughter dress too sexy for her age and flaunt her thick, ample, supple flesh publicly? Are you an overweight, undereducated, inarticulate mother with missing teeth, a southern accent, or a heavy drinking problem? Will your hot bikini-clad nymphed teen swear at you, shaking her white doughy flesh and cocking her head using a distinct urban African-American vernacular? Will she be uncontrollable in a room full of people booing her? Will she lash out screaming dirty secrets about what really goes on in your trailer at night? Then we need you both on our show. Just call 1-800-LUCIFER.
Still tuned to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. Right now we're listening to a little bit of Storm Inc. What a great day to be alive. We also heard from Jello Biafra and the Melvins, aka the Jelvins, with Holy Bug Bull. And we started the program off with Justice, a track called Images. Stay tuned for more subversive music for dangerous times, only here on Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance.
I swear, if I win the Miss Buttermilk of Militia Hill
use my newfound celebrity to educate my less attractive and thereby underprivileged teen peers on self-esteem and posture. Without good posture, you will not be noticed, and that's a tragedy. I will show them that it's not about being pretty or skinny or symmetrically and beautifully accessorized. No, it's not about that. It's about people. People needing people. Because they are, as Jesus Christ himself said from Mount Olympus, the luckiest people in the world.
I wonder tonight if it was possible for a person to experience such a shocking amount of cognitive dissonance that a person would lose her mind. What's going on in this fucked up social experiment called America is much worse than a mere cognitive dissonance, though. And yes, I think it will drive us all insane. And it should. Because what's happening today can only be called mind rape.
Because what's happening today can only be called mind rape.
And there's not just one rapist. There are thousands upon thousands pumping and thrusting and fucking our minds, laughing at our pleas and our tears, slapping away the shielding hands, punishing any attempt to escape. And it happens over and over and over until we've been used up, tossed out, and left to die. Welcome to America, AD 2005. Welcome to the land of the soul fuckers.
Because what's happening today can only be called mind rape.
Welcome to America, AD 2005. Welcome to the land of the soul fuckers. When I read that FEMA has rehired that fucking dolt Michael Brown as a consultant, I realize that the people who call themselves our leaders have given up even trying to fool us into thinking that they give a shit. And I keep having flashes of George Bush in a tuxedo talking about the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite, he said. I call you my base.
Mind rape. Some people call you the elite, he said. I call you my base. Mind rape.
I keep seeing that vacuous gas bag Tim Russert tear into Aaron Brown because he got the day of the week wrong during an emotional story, as if that suddenly brought the lady back to life. I keep seeing Karl Rove chumming it up with Bob Novak. He's wearing that button, I'm a source, not a target. The mind rape is wondering when Broussard turned from source to target, and there's nothing to wonder about. It's when he said something that made the have-mores look bad. I keep hearing Wolf Blitzer say, so poor and so black, in a state of shock. I keep seeing the cobalt blue lights shining behind our dear leader, and I keep seeing the inky blackness that covers everything when the have-mores have finished preening for the cameras. Half of the voting masses brought this guy to the dance, and he fucked them in the back of his daddy's limousine, saying, you know you wanted it. When the tears started to fall, the rest of us just wound up in the same place with the guy, and he ripped down our fucking panties and shoved them into our mouths so nobody could hear us screaming about what was gonna happen. I keep seeing Diane Sawyer not batting an eye when the big charming rapist said, I don't think anybody could have anticipated the levees being breached. Our unwilling mouths were too full of cocks to protest. And I keep seeing Dick Cheney telling America the only way to avoid a terrible attack was to stay with the familiar attackers. The evil you know is better than the evil you don't. And like all rapist apologies, the first thing after he's left you, covered in blood and semen and tears, is to blame the victim. I am not at fault. You should not have dressed so sexy. But there's nothing sexy about being too poor to even afford food, much less adequate housing, adequate education, adequate anything. I flipped through Rolling Stone magazine and read an article about the reporter they managed to get into the floodwaters days before FEMA arrived. Then I read about the hot new shows. I read about Tara Reid. I read about Laguna Beach. I read about my newspaper and a flash of numbers. 3 suicide bombs, 10 soldiers killed, 50 Iraqis dead. I looked back and read about teenage actresses squabbling over boyfriends and showing off new jewelry. The man who shot John Lennon had a hero worship fetish. The cops in New Orleans spent more time protecting the rich people's cars than the poor people. The cops in Washington, D.C. preside over one of the highest murder rates in the nation, but find time to arrest people for sitting on a sidewalk. The world is watching, they chanted. The world may be watching, but the people who run this place don't care. They're elite. They're the base of power. This can only end in fire. I keep hearing Thomas Jefferson. Banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. Jefferson thought that when the government stopped serving the needs of the people, it should be abolished. Jefferson said, all tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent. He told us that every citizen should be a soldier. This was the case with the Greeks and the Romans, and must be that of every free state. And I keep hearing Jefferson say, every generation needs a new revolution. And I realize that our generation is at the starting place for this revolution. We know where to start. The president calls them his base. We must call them our enemies. They are the enablers and the perpetrators of these crimes. A country born out of defiance against tyranny must continue to defy it at every turn. The time is now. Because what's happening today can only be called mind rape. Must continue to defy it at every turn. The time is now.
Pop Defect Radio.
In the grain of the wood, it's in the needle's rust, it's in the eagle's claw, it's in the eyes you trust, it's in the jackal's dreams, it's in the sleet and the hail, it's in the unmarked box, came today in the mail. It's in the dead man's pocket, it's in the child's first sin, it's in the Constitution, written in very small print. It's in Colin Powell's lies, it's in the shaman's trance, it's in the cell of waiting, and it's in the best laid plans. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Don't stop now, that's why we came. House gone up in flames. It's in the national anthem, it's in the scurrying roach, it's in the closed partition between first class and coach, it's in the relentless fever, it's in the lonely room, it's in the hands of fate, it's in the Pharaoh's tomb, it's in the rich man's dreams, it's in the poor man's hands, it's in the body bags along the Rio Grande. It's in the evening shade, it's on the zealot's tongue, it's in the widow's tears, and it's in the miner's lungs. We could cut and run, take half the blame. Don't stop now, that's why we came. House gone up in flames. It's in the moon's dark spin. It's in the cloudless sky. It's in St. Peter's denial that he'd thrice deny. It's in the distant thunder. It's in the whispered prayer that they won't find us hidden here beneath the stairs. So consider yourself lucky and watch what you say. I got what I wanted and you might get the same. It's in bold print nailed to the cathedral door. It's in the black hole pressure on the ocean floor. Now we could cut and run, take half the blame. Now don't stop now, that's why we came.
You're still tuned to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. We just heard from Dan Byrne, a track called It's My Country Too. We also heard the Night Watchman, a.k.a. Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, House Gone Up in Flames Live. We also heard a spoken piece done by Stacey Davis from KPFT in Houston, remixed by yours truly with Nine Inch Nails, Help Me, I Am in Hell. Before that, we heard Storm Inc., Jello Biafra and the Melvins, and Justice. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send us your music to P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. You can also email me, SkinmarkBob, Your MP3s or links to Skidmark Bob at rattlebrain.com. That's Skidmark Bob at rattlebrain.com. Once again, thank you for listening. We're going to leave you with a brand new song by Anti-Flag. They just came out with this one. It's called 1984. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance.
Who would Jesus bomb? Yeah, who would Jesus kill? The double talk is past surreal. The word of God is now the word of hate. War is peace and freedom is the police state. Can't you see the writing on the wall? Democracy lays trampled on the floor. You better believe that, hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Mr. Orwell from the grave, adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an endless war. Welcome to 1984. Feels like Nazi Germany and Hitler on TV as the young president spews homophobic speech. Didn't the Allies fight a war to end extremist fascist laws? So tell me now, what are the fuck we fighting for? I just cannot take it anymore. Democracy lays trampled on the floor. Man, isn't freedom great? Hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Mr. Orwell from the grave, adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an endless war. Now we've got armies of peace, armed to the teeth, living death to make the world a better place. So celebrate the weapons, spend it, say a toast to Armageddon and raise some hell. We're all headed straight to hell. Hell yeah, I'm confused for sure. What I thought was the new millennium is 1984. Mr. Orwell from the grave, adding fresh ink to the page as the young president declares an endless war. Welcome to 1984.